Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maroni Mirazi Sheyuchiu, Schus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai, Baruch Haba Tzlach B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem, and schus Afuas Rus Victoria Bas Tila Rovida, Chaya Chana Basarana Edel, Chaya Viva Basila Sultana, Sosha Chole Yisrael. This is the 10th shiur in our series of shiurim on Inyanei Chinuch, starting with the Sugyon Meseches Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Beis. And we saw that there were two dinim in Chinuch. There's one chinuch for the etzem hamitzvah, and there's another din of chinuch lahargiloi, to accustom the child to keeping the mitzvah so he continues to do so when he is an adult. And we're, again, this is based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Hagoyin Hagadol Hamufla V'Hamuflog Rabbi David Yitzchok Manzatzal, ve'inyan zeh mefurash yoytzei yima shekosfu ha'teisvis b'psochim b'daf peiches divar ha'maschul selebeis avos. We're now quoting the Tosfos in Psochim 88a, selebeis avos perish mishum de selebeis avos lebayis lav doi reisa v'im toimar v'heich ma'achil pesach shelo leminuyov. So giving your child from the Korban Pesach is not Doraisa. So if that's true, then how is it that you're giving your child, giving your Pesach Shelo Lemenuyav, is Aser? Heach Machil Pesach Shelo Lemenuyav. How are you giving Pesach to someone who's not registered on the Pesach? It's true that if a katan eats nevelis, beisdin is not commanded to separate him, but you're not allowed to feed him, like we see in the Gemara. So how are you feeding him this Korban Pesach? As there we learn from Los Achilum, which is Shratzim in Veilus, but to give a child when there's Chinuch Mitzvah, that's Mutter. So there's Chinuch Mitzvah to give your child from the Korban Pesach, even if he's not a Manui on the Korban Pesach. Question is, what chinuch mitzvah is there be'achilas Pesach shelo lemenuyav? Because not only is there no mitzvah, because it was only given that there should be achilas Pesach lemenuyav, there's an iser involved. So what's pshat that this chinuch mitzvah here? This isn't chinuch mitzvah. This is chinuch isur. So it's bal korcheinu mevur komtois from Tosfos. Sheyeshno din chinuch sheino talui b'kiyum ha-mitzvah hashta, elo kedei lehargilo b'maaseh ha-mitzvot. So you see, like our yesod, that there's a din chinuch that's not talui in the kiyum mitzvah now, but rather it's in order to be margil the person b'maaseh ha-mitzvot. And therefore, here, that from this hergel, he's going to come to eat the Pesach lemenuyav as a registered voter, as a registered Pesach eater, when he gets older. So that's also included in chinuch mitzvah, and there's no iser of lo sa'achilum, which is referring to shratzim and nevelos. That's tam and iser, but here there's a mitzvah involved. And this is not similar to the chiger sheyachol ispashet that we saw from the gemore in Meseches Chagiga, in a previous shiur, that there's no mitzvah of him being Ola L'Regel. Why is there no mitzvah for him to be Ola L'Regel? What does Abaye say? Amar Abaye, right? Lol tzricha b'chiga shechol ispash, v'sim shechol ispatech. So, it's a cotton who can, chiga can be healed. Abaye says that even though he can be healed, kol hecha de godl mechayiv midoi raiso, cotton nami mechanchinan le midarabon. Kol hecha de godl potu midoi raiso, midarabon on cotton nami potu. So if he's going to be chayiv out godl, then he's chayiv out cotton. He's not chayiv out godl, he's not chayiv out cotton. So why don't we say the same thing here? When he's a godol, shalom minuyev, he's not going to be chayiv. So why are we, I already have him do it here. Here he's a katan, he's not manui. So why do we have him eat the carbon pesach? So the answer is you can't compare. Because there, the hispashtus and the mitzvah afterwards are not dependent on godless and katnus. But rather, on whether or not he's a chiger. On a chiger, there's no mitzvah. So since on a chiger, there's no mitzvah, on a lame person, there's no mitzvah, there's also no hergel mitzvah. But if the only reason there's no mitzvah is because now he's a katan, and a katan can't be manu yala pesach, and through his being a gadol, it'll be a mitzvah, because he can be nimna ala pesach. In other words, there it's not totally begadlus ubekatnus. Here it's totally begadlus ubekatnus. So since alt gadol will be able to be manu yala pesach, mimela the din is that as a katan he's also chayiv. And there's an arichus about this in the Turei Even, in Chagiga Davov, Chalek Ben Hecha She'enzu Mitzvah Machmas Katnus, She'yesh Al Zeh Chinuch, that where it's not a mitzvah because of Katnus, there there's a Din Chinuch, and between a case where the lack of being a mitzvah is not connected to Katnus. So that's like we've been talking about. And look also in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Zayin B'Soifoi. And with this, we can, okay, so we see our Yesod in Tosfos, that there's a din of Hergel, even though now there's no mitzvah be'etzem, but to be margil, the person has said he'll do it when he's an adult. There is a mitzvah, and with this, we can explain what steht in Magen Avrom, in Simen Shin Mem Gimel Se'if Katan Gimel. And this Tosfos, who writes that Tosfos says that you're mechanich emats chinuch mitzvah, because you're mechanich a katan lemitzvahs, gam kishiyesh b'ze aveiro. Even when there's an aveiro, you're mechanich a katan for mitzvahs. And for this reason, you're mechanich him for tkiya on Shabbos. Mechan chemoise, even though on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shecholios b'Shabbos, you don't have a mitzvah blowing the shofar. But, like we see in the Gemara, a katan does blow on Shabbos. Why does a katan blow on Shabbos? Because even though there's normally an aveira to blow on Shabbos, but here it's for achinuch lemitzvah. So since the chinuch lemitzvah, it's permitted. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Amal Aleph, that you're misasik with tanim to blow on Shabbos. So you see, there's chinuch lemitzvah even with bidika aveira, even there's an aveira involved. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the drush v'chidush b'ma'aroch ha'ches b'divu ha'maschel v'hine ha'mogin Avram, writes, d'loidomi klal zeh l'zeh. You can't compare. Because there, Saif Saif, there is a mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. Afal Pishi Yesh Baze Isul Terabonan. There is a mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar on Shabbos, even though there's an Isur Derabanan. And by the way, parenthetically, that is not so pashut. And this is discussed a lot by Moreno Rabbeinu and other Sfarim on the Kabbalah de Kashyaisa in Kushya Tzadi Test. That's an exciting shtickle. But Achilas, closed brackets, closed Sograim, parentheses. But Achilas Pesach Shalolim Menuyav is not a mitzvah at all. So Rabbi Kiva Eger questions the comparison of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham compares the chinuch for mitzvahs of Pesach Shalolim Menuyav, even though there's an aveir involved, to the chinuch of Ketanah for Tkiya Shofar. Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tkiya Shofar is a mitzvah. But Achil Loim Menuyav Nishkin mitzvah b'chlal. It's not a mitzvah at all. Ve'eich domi zel et kia shofar ayin sham b'divrei Rabbi Akiva Eger b'drush v'chidush b'ma'aroch ha'ches. Aval lefi dvareinu efshar lomar kach she'ikar raya, the ikar raya that the Magen Avraham is coming to bring is only that there's a mitzvah of chinuch, not only because d'rabbonan, even the Katan has a mitzvah. Because there it's pshita that if the whole vort is that there's a mitzvah schinuch, because midrabbanan the Katan should do the mitzvah, there it's pashut that after the rabbis uprooted the mitzvah by the Gedolim, there is going to be no mitzvah by the Ketanim. And on Shabbos, the Ketanim are definitely not obligated in Tkiya Shofar. And of course, the same would apply to Achilas Pesach Shalolim Menuyav. It can't be that midrabbonon there is going to be a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. This was uprooted by the rabbis. There's no shalolim menuyav. There's no mitzvah shalolim menuyav. Just like there's no mitzvah tkiya shofar on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah shalolim menuyav. So the Magen Avraham wanted to bring from the din tkiya liktanim b'Shabbos that there's a mitzvah schinuch vis-a-vis the very accustoming him to doing the mitzvah. That applies even on a Tkiya B'Shabbos, because self, it's Rosh Hashanah, and there's a Hergel Tkiya for Rosh Hashanah. And for this reason, Hu Adin, that there's a mitzvah Schinuch for Achilas Pesach, Shalolim Menuyev, because it's Hergel Mitzvah. In other words, the word is not that there's a mitzvah D'Rabbonan on the Kotan B'Chlav. No. Ein Maladaber. If there's no mitzvah, the God is a mitzvah, the Kotan. The word is that the Magen Avraham is proving that there's a din hergel mitzvah. So therefore the Magen Avraham says that just like Taisa says that you're mechanich the cotton to eat the Pesach, even though it's shalolim menuyav, that just like you're mechanich the cotton for tkiya shofar and Shabbos, that in both instances there's no mitzvah per se, but there's a hergel mitzvah. So like there's a Hergel mitzvah we find in the Gemara by Tkiya Shofar B'Shabbos B'Rosh Hashanah for Ketanim, so too there's a Hergel mitzvah for Achilas Korban Pesach for non-registered eaters like Ketanim. And that is the Tzishtel of the Heilige Magen Avraham. Gevaldik. Okay. There is obviously still a long way to go on this journey. We have a lot more atzach to reden. And I'm hoping that in Yirtzeh Hashem, we are zeichet to continue. Tzibisalach, my rule in life, among other rules that I have, that I have gained from the Talmud, which has added so much wisdom, is my existence. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. So to try to get it all in at once, this is a huge siman. And Divrei Rabbeinu and Bechlal, and they say for Sukkas David and Meseches Sukkah of Rabbeinu, he has langa simanim kedarkoi, and he was a Mayan amizgabir, and it's not good to just overwhelm people with too much light. So we do it laat laat, and Mirtz Hashem, we are zeichet to see in the flois gedolos mitoras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li Nedar, we shall continue.